And on the Bryant Heating Cooling Systems fan guest hotline is our friend from the Columbus Dispatch. He is Adam Jardy. Adam, thanks for taking a few minutes.
Yeah, absolutely. How are we doing today, guys?
We're doing okay. We've got, we had Seth Towns on the program yesterday, and I got to tell you, that first of all, he's incredibly bright, as we all know that, and he's just itching to get back out there. And he said he might be full go towards June here. But
right.
I think there still is a mystery here for most people. This guy hasn't played a game in what, since March of 2018, I believe it was, and had two mysterious things, but you didn't know how to diagnose these knee injuries. And I think that's the biggest thing that's still out there, right? Just how he will respond once he's full go and whether he can continue on a path that he was going at Harvard.
Yeah, absolutely. Because there's a track record there. You look at a guy who's the Ivy League Player of the Year as a sophomore, you look at the level that he contributed right off the bat, not to mention his incredible career that he had at Northland. But yeah, you know that the talent is there and you know that he's shown it at a high level. You have to hope that he gets back to full health soon. And you have to expect as well that there's going to be rust to knock off. I mean, there's no way around that. Like, even if he gets back in June and he's full go and he spends the off season getting ready, like you said, he hasn't played a game in 2 years. So there's going to be a little bit of an acclimation period there for sure.
How do you think he'll fit into this offense and what they're trying to do, Adam? I mean, how, when you add a new player like that, I mean, obviously he was a 6'7" wing guy. He can shoot the three, can do a lot. I mean, is there any liabilities to his game that you think would kind of limit him? Or maybe what do you think he's good at that would also ultimately help that they could kind of maybe build this offense around?
Well, he's a really good shooter. He's a really good scorer. He's got good basketball IQ, all those things that you really want from a wing player. And he's got good size. And I think I've been thinking about some of these games that we've seen Ohio State play the last couple of years where maybe teams have had bigger guards that have been able to really pressure Ohio State. And I think about, he's not a point guard, but he's more of a wing. Maybe they can play him at two a little bit. And if he's playing at the two and you got a 6'7" guy out there, that gives you some significant size. And when you look at just this roster as a whole, without knowing if Caleb's going to be back next season, I mean, you could put a lot of dudes out there that are 6'6", 6'7", 6'8", 6'9". Like, this could be a team that has a lot more size than what we've been used to seeing these last couple of years.
All right, speaking of Caleb Wesson, he tested the process, right, the NBA pre-draft process a while back. And I think it would be, what percentage would you put on this? And by the way, do you think there's anything that he might be waiting to see? I don't think the NCAA is going to do anything about the pandemic as far as granting these guys anything extra. But what do you think will happen? What's the percentage of Caleb staying?
Well, I would have said a couple of weeks ago that percentage was maybe more than zero, but not much more than zero. I haven't spoken to Caleb since the season abruptly ended, but I do get I've gotten the impression, and I've been told by a few people, that the fact that we don't know when these guys are going to get NBA workouts. Like, we have no idea what this NBA draft process is going to look like this year. And I think that until there's some finality and some clarity with that, I think Caleb's just kind of in a waiting pattern right now, because this is a guy he's widely projected as a second-round pick. Is he at the beginning of the second round? Is he at the end of the second round? Nobody really knows. And you guys know, once you get into the second round of the draft, you're not talking guaranteed spots. And, that becomes a much, much more challenging decision to make. So my understanding with Caleb is that he wants to get the most information that he can, and he's a guy that needs to get in front of teams and have some workouts. I think he really needs to get out there and display what he can do, and until they know when he's going to get that chance, I don't see any reason to rush anything for him right now.
And we're talking to Adam Jardy, covering OSU basketball for the Columbus Dispatch on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. And, as you look at this, the transfer portal guys are sliding in, sliding out. Seth Towns comes in, but DJ Carton most recently left. Gaffney recently left as well, or is exploring other options. What do you make of those two guys leaving? Do you think there's any connection there? I know we know a little bit more about Carton and the fact that Gaffney's trying to go pro, but is there more to it than that, or should we read into anything, and Buckeye fans be concerned at all?
I don't think there's anything to be concerned about, because I don't think that they're related. I mean, it's easy to immediately flash back to losing an entire 5-member freshman class a couple years ago and think that the sky is falling. And I totally understand that. And it's certainly concerning to a certain extent, when you have a recruiting class that's as highly rated as Ohio State did, and half of them are gone after one season. But I don't see any common ground between DJ Carton and Alonzo Gaffney deciding to leave. I mean, DJ was dealing with some significant personal issues that I don't think had any impact on Alonzo Gaffney, although I do believe they were roommates. So maybe I don't know if they were bouncing things off each other a little bit. But at the same time, I mean, Gaffney was – they couldn't play him. I mean, his game was so underdeveloped, and he was just so far behind that he had incredible athletic ability. And you would see it in warm-ups. You just go out there and watch him just throwing down dunks, and just it was fun to watch that dude warm up. But then when he'd get into a game, you could just see there was no polish there. The guy wasn't where he needed to be to contribute at this level. He can still be a great player, but ultimately he just didn't find his way into the rotation and decided to leave. I mean, this will be his fourth school in 4 years, or possibly even more than that. So, like, I just think that I don't draw connections between the two of them. I just think they're individual cases that happen to be in the same recruiting class.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're definitely different as far as the playing time, right? Gaffney wasn't seeing the court, and DJ was going to be welcomed back with open arms. So, and you know, listen, DJ put out there on social media, you know, Buckeye Nation, and we should all respect his decision for sure, especially with everything that we don't know that he's experiencing as a young kid, a college kid who can also really play basketball. But I'll ask you this. Would you be surprised if he popped up in the Big Ten anywhere other than Iowa?
No, I wouldn't be surprised. And my understanding, it looks like I think like Nebraska and Illinois and I think Minnesota have all expressed interest. And I mean, you know, I guess if you're, I'm pure speculation here, but if you're looking for somewhere that might, you know, help you feel familiar and comfortable a little bit, you know, and maybe it makes sense to try to stay within the conference that you've kind of grown up in the backyard of and you understand best. So no, I wouldn't be surprised if we saw him in a Big Ten jersey next season, but I have no idea who that would be at this point.
You know, Adam, it's, we kind of put a, you know, bow on this.
Interesting to me, you know, to play against Holtman. Sorry, Bob.
That's all right. Yeah. I mean, yeah, to play back and forth. That's what I was going to say, is we kind of put a bow on the season. You look at the expectations, but then also the fact, you know, of Carton, you know, playing. Would you be surprised, I guess, with this, Adam? Because he talked about him going out west to be closer, you know, to his family in Iowa, potentially. Would you be surprised if he ultimately went further away from his family than Ohio State and signed somewhere there?
I just think for him, it's just going to be, once he gets himself to where he is fully comfortable being himself, I think that then it's like, okay, well, where can you take that and succeed and have long-term success? And I think that I don't think that it's a geographical thing. I think it's probably about a support system thing. I think it's probably about like how, you know, and that's not to say that Ohio State didn't provide him everything that he could need, but sometimes you just kind of need a fresh start. And I felt like that's where we were getting the longer he was away from the team, that it just didn't make sense that he would still be around because he was going to need a fresh start eventually. So I think you probably find somewhere that has a support system that can help him however he needs it, and somewhere that he feels by the time he gets there that he's comfortable, he can be the guy that he needs to be. I think, and I don't know where that takes him, but yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if it's nowhere near close to home.
Well, it is C.J. Walker's team, that's for sure. He was playing really well at the end of this year. We'll leave you with one final one. Update us on the scholarship, where they are right now in scholarship limit, and if Caleb leaves, then would you anticipate them going back into the portal and trying to get maybe a transfer point guard or somebody like that?
Well, they're at max capacity now. They've been flirting around being one over and being right on, but they're right where they can be for next season. If Caleb were to leave, I could see them going the route of trying to bring in a guy who would be, you know, a sit transfer. And Holtman really likes having those guys in his roster. You know, it was C.J. Walker last year. You know, you've seen those guys come to Ohio State and have that year out and get better. It's a big thing for Holtman. He likes having that stability. So I would guess that if Caleb does in fact go to the NBA or does become a professional, that you see them go out and bring in a traditional transfer, someone who's going to have to sit out a year.
All right, well done. Thanks, Adam. Be well, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, stay safe, guys. Thanks.